Hello, everybody. It's SM2N here. Hello, my imaginary friends. It's 10:30 on March the 5th, 2010. And for some reason, JN2N is laughing.
It's just so funny, because Simon's recording this on the iPad, and it just looked like it was like, oh, which side of this thing is the microphone? That amused me. Sorry, darling. Oh, hello, everyone, by the way.
That's all right, darling.
Anyway, your boo.
It's like a giant iPhone, isn't it?
I know. That's why I always thought. Yeah, it's cool.
So have you seen there's a new version of Audioboo out today? The new iPhone app?
No, I haven't, but you've told me twice, I think.
Yeah. I know, that's how excited I am about it. It's a maintenance release.
Maintenance release?
Yes, it just fixes bugs.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that's different about it is that you can now update your photo inside the preferences bit of it.
On the phone?
On the phone, yes.
Oh. Okay.
How exciting.
I don't want to update my photo. Is that why you wanted me to update my photo?
No.
All right.
No, I was just taking photographs of you because you were doing funny things with your arms.
I always talk like that.
I know.
So why? Ah, never mind. Anyway, your boo's about...
We were just talking about the nature of audio boos and listening to audio boos.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about how when you're listening to the radio, it doesn't...
Can I just start again where...
Yes, I was trying...
Right, okay, well, so... I can't remember, who was it now? Was it... Oh, yes, it was Nick Holloway-Vox who was saying about how when we listen to the radio, we don't feel guilty if we tune out. And that made me think, yeah, that's true. If I listen to the radio, unless it's sort of a proper programme and I've missed a bit and I wanted to hear that really, that I then go and listen to it back on iPlayer or something, or, you know,
Do you mean a proper programme?
Well, you know, if it's a programme rather than just you're listening to music and the presenter said something, you know, some chit-chat or whatever. But, you know, I never have the feeling with the radio that I go, oh, no, I have to rewind now because I've missed what this person said.
Are we contrasting the Now Show or the News Quiz with Jeremy Kyle?
Jeremy Kyle's not on the radio. But, okay.
Who am I thinking of? Jeremy Vine.
Probably. So many Jeremy's in the media, aren't they? Now
Tim Vine.
No, I wasn't thinking of him, but yeah, okay. Yeah, something like that. You know, I mean, when there's a presenter on the radio, you know, and he says something, and you're not going to go, oh, okay, I wish I could rewind because I missed what he said because I was just thinking about my flowers out in the garden. You know? So I was thinking, well, why do I do that with audio boo? When, you know, someone was talking and I tune out and I go, oh no, I have to rewind, I missed what they said.
Because you got distracted by something.
Yes. So
the flowers in the garden.
For instance, seeing as I look out the kitchen window, I can see lots of flowers at the moment. Oh, I saw first daffodils out in the garden, actually, today. Yay.
In our garden?
Yes, in our garden. Anyway, to continue. And then Jacqueline B was saying something similar as well. Sorry, it is late. And I think it really is. She's right. It is about the relationship, isn't it? That we have because we all. She said, I think that we're all peers, and yes, that's true. It's like when you're talking to a friend, you're having a conversation. I mean, you can't rewind those, but you know, then you have to pay attention all the time. Otherwise, it's a little bit awkward and embarrassing. But that's probably why, because we feel that we're all peers, we're all having one big conversation, and therefore, or several. Don't argue with me on this one. And that's why I feel that, you know, need to rewind if I've missed something, the way I don't with the radio. Right, you say something now.
I'm sure Nick and I were talking about the peer-to-peer nature of audio boo.
I probably haven't got around to that yet.
No.
Oh, some time ago.
Like about 18 months ago.
Oh, something. Right, sorry. Was I listening then? Probably not. 18 months ago. Probably not, no.
I seem to remember walking around in your mum's garden, so it probably was in April or something.
Yeah, I wasn't on audio boo then, no. I still thought you were listening to podcasts then. It took me a while to figure out that you were listening to this newfangled thing, Audioboo.
It is newfangled, isn't it? Even though it's been around for, nay, 3 years.
Yeah, it seemed newfangled then. I never heard of it.
Do you think it'll ever take off?
Well, it has, hasn't it? I'm certainly doing my bit.
But how many times have you stood in a street in Glasgow and asked people if they heard of Audioboo?
I don't think I've ever stood in the street in Glasgow, to be honest.
I have.
Have you? No, I think we drove through once, but we didn't actually stop and get out, did we? So, no. No. But when I talk to friends here, where we live, I do mention Audioboo, and they all go, huh? So I am doing my bit.
Do you post Audioboos on Facebook's things?
No. But now people are retweeting my boos, which is very weird. But I suppose they get out a bit more that way. Not necessarily want them to, but no. And I don't have a T-shirt, before you ask.
Oh, yeah, we must get those I Am Awesome T-shirts made.
You can have one of those. I'm not running around with a T-shirt that says I Am Awesome. I'm way too shy for that. Plus, you know what I look like in a T-shirt with a slogan on.
But, darling, you are awesome.
Oh, thank you very much.
Listen, everyone.
I'd like to keep that to myself. Thank you very much.
Look, you must help by commenting below on the boo and agreeing with me that Jana is awesome.
Oh, no. Don't.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Toodle-boo.
Bye.